Hey fans, Shane here, so nice to Daniel. Today we're going to be discussing the differences between mental errors and physical errors. This idea got brought to mind a few days ago in the Dodger game when Kenley Jansen made a huge mental error, ended up costing them the game because he wasn't paying attention to the runner on third, tried to make a throw home because the guy, intelligently, the Padres runner, ran home, tried to make the throw home and sailed it past the catcher. Two runs scored. Padres end up winning that game 7-6.
Yeah, with that, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Kenley Jansen started to tie his shoe. He went down and tied his shoe or was about to. Padres runner saw that, ran home. Then the guy on second actually scored two. That was good heads-up base running. But it's one of those things I want to address real fast. It's that can't happen, I guess, in a baseball game. It's a mental error that is something that shouldn't ever happen. I know physical errors happen, and like, you know, like you boot a ball, you make a bad play, you make a bad throw, but the reason that came about was because of a mistake that he easily could have avoided.
I'm not going to go to dramatics right here, but let's just say after that play happened, I think Daniel and I was stopped from Chavez to Fenway because we got upset. Mm-hmm. But all I was trying to say to Daniel was, mental errors are going to happen.
Right.
There's
right.
nothing you can do about them. You know, these players, while they are superhuman in their athletic ability compared to you and I, mm-hmm. they're humans.
It's 162 game season. You're going to get a wear and tear on your mental.
It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, no closer, no player has ever gone an entire season even without making at least one mental error, whether it be a base running error, whether it be a guy throwing to second base when he should have been throwing to third.
Right.
It's going to happen, mm-hmm. and we understand that. I'm almost get more frustrated, and I'm not going to say I do. This is more playing devil's advocate, but physical errors you can work on. If you're a shortstop who is continuously booting the ball on a slow roller, who is continuously throwing, not throwing it all the way away, but throwing it where you're pulling the guy off first base, mm-hmm. that's almost more frustrating to me because it's something you can work on.
Right.
Mental errors are a lapse in judgment, a tiny mistake. And it's almost a learning experience, but if you throw it away consistently, clearly you're not learning, clearly you're not doing your job and working on it.
Right. I want to go off that point. It's something that I think the whole team can learn from.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big things when I was playing baseball. If someone made a mistake like that, like a mental error like that, the whole team learned from it. So it's like, all right, if you do this again, then you're just not paying attention. You know, that's a mental error on your part. You know, the physical errors will happen, like you were saying.
Yeah.
You know, we have a problem with, or we don't have a problem, but there's some people, I guess, Chuck Knobloch and then Steve Sachs. They both have the yips. If you don't know what the yips are, Chuck Knobloch and Steve Sachs were both second basemen. Then, you know, one day they just couldn't make the throw to first base. And then with that, they kept on working on it. You know, it's one of those things, but it was one of those physical errors that turned into a mental error because they got inside their own head and they kind of tore themselves down.
Well, and that's the big thing with the Jansen play and with any mental error. It's how you react from it.
Yes.
If we are talking about this, if Jansen goes out for his next save and he gets a runner on second base or a runner on third base and the guy takes a one-step lead and Jansen freaks out and throws it over immediately, then he botches the throw, throws it over the third baseman or the second baseman, or the guy isn't covering, that's going to be more of a problem than that one mental error. Obviously, we're all baseball fans know that every game matters, but at the same time, it's the season as a whole. You know, mm-hmm. it baseball season's all about runs.
Right.
It's when you can put good games together as well as getting past those bad games.
Right.
So the Dodgers need to react. Kenley Jansen needs to react, and actually he had a post-game interview, did really well, but when you start messing up, when you let one mental error ruin a season for you, that's when it becomes the yips. That's when, you said, Knobloch, Steve Sachs, second baseman.
Probably about 60 feet away from first base, guys.
I'm not trying to cheap out any player, but second base is probably one of the easiest infield positions.
Throwing wise.
Obviously,
yes.
You're still doing it just as much as everyone else fielding, but it's the shortest throw. You're right there. When you can't hit first base and you're at that level, something's wrong.
Yeah, and then that's more of a mental part of the game. But we were also discussing it. We were kind of got into a heated argument about it with the one mental error can take over a season. And I said, I told Shane, I was like, if the Dodgers want to make the playoffs.
You got dramatic.
I got very dramatic. I was like, but they cannot make mental errors like that. That is something that can, because they should have won that game, yes?
Oh, yeah, they should have. But let me read the text from Daniel. It said, if the Dodgers want to be a playoff team, they cannot, I mean cannot. He wrote that out in a text because he was that frustrated with
Absolutely.
Me. They cannot do that. And regardless, or not regardless, I didn't say anything. You came at me.
Well, I saw it, and I was just like one of those things where you're just like...
They can't. I agree. Can't,
yeah.
I agree, they can't.
Right, but you can't, like you said, though, you can't base your season off that one game or that one error.
And next up, we're going to talk about someone who reacted in a different way instead of just working on his positioning or his play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a guy by the name of Rick Ankiel. He's mm-hmm. playing in the outfield, I believe, for the Cardinals still?
No, I believe he's with the Nationals now.
My bad. Nationals.
Yeah, he's with the Nationals. I don't know if he's playing every day anymore. He used to be playing
He's an old guy.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player. He was once a pitcher who, I want to say the 2001 season when he was in the playoffs, he was lights out pitcher, but in the 2001 season in the playoffs, he just couldn't find the strike zone.
It was game one of the National League Division Series against the Braves, and it was the third inning when it happened. He gave up 5 runs on 2 hits, 4 walks, and he had 5 wild pitches in the inning.
He couldn't hit a broadside of the barn.
He couldn't do anything. And the thing was, before that, he had posted a 9-point-plus strikeouts per 9 innings for a starting pitcher.
That's amazing.
Second only to Randy Johnson. And this is Randy Johnson 2001 with the Diamondbacks where he was unhittable, untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't even...
He threw a perfect game
that
year.
Swing when the ball was already in the mitt.
Yeah.
So Rick Ankiel, instead of... He tried to work on his pitching. He tried to come back from it. They gave him chances and he just couldn't do anything.
It's one of those mental things. So
what he did... He picked up his bat and he went into the cages. And he became a great power hitter.
Yeah. Now, not saying that's easy. He already had some talent going into that experience, obviously. Of course. But it's one of those things where he almost realized that he had a mountain to climb or something like that, or with the mental game. With pitching, he couldn't get past it. And he took his talents, I guess, to another position or to something else. It's one of those things where I want to say Ankiel is extremely lucky that he was talented, both as a pitcher and a hitter. But Knobloch couldn't do that, or Steve Sachs couldn't do that. It's one of those things where it was one of those things that just consumed their life. And almost every time, you know, a Yankees fan, when Chuck Knobloch fielded a ground ball, and I feel like every Yankees fan just cringed. They're like, no, not again. You know, it's like one of those things where, like, everyone lost confidence in you, and then you lost confidence in yourself.
When I was talking to my mom, who's been a lifelong Dodgers fan, and she said it's the exact same thing about Sachs. You'd hold your breath every time something got hit his way and just pray that this time either the first baseman would bail him out or somehow he'd close his eyes and make a good play.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel and I were talking how baseball is such a sport where you can't be inside your head.
Right.
You see guys who can make great plays off that ball that's absolutely crushed down the line on third base, and they make a diving slot catch and throw over to
make
first.
A great throw.
Because it's instinctual.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys have the tools. All of them have the
ability.
The ability to make those plays. It's when they get inside their own head. And that's what we're talking about with the one mistake. If you make one error, even if you are trying to be instinctual and something just happens where you worked out too hard the day before and you can't make the throw and you throw it away.
Yeah, that's physical.
And all of a sudden you start thinking in your head like, oh goodness, the next time it comes to you, you're saying, I need to get this right. And you over-focus on it and you overreact, basically.
Right, yeah. And it's one of those things where, like, while you're playing the game of baseball, the more relaxed you are, the better it is. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Josh Hamilton hit. He's thrown his bat thousands of times in the stands this year.
He's barely grabbing it.
And it's just because he's so relaxed. And let's see, he's probably one of the best players in the game. You know, probably might be an MVP this year. But it's one of those things. And I had a problem, personally, with fielding ground balls. The balls that were hit at me hard, and I had time to throw it, I threw it away. It was horrible. It was... I don't even want to go to that. And then those slow rollers that third basemen are just fantastic at in the game of baseball. Everyone sees it like, oh, like that's such a good play. But it's one of those things that's just instinctual, you know. They see the ball, they grab it, and they throw it because they don't have that much time. And that's one of those things that it's just a little different for every player.
And, you know, going back to what we were saying earlier, that's why mental errors are more excusable to me.
Really?
Because they are human. I mean, not 100% excusable. It's not like, oh, he just made a mental error, let's let it go.
Right.
They can't do that. They're not supposed to do that. But at the same time, if a guy's making a physical error that's repeated, D. Gordon, one of my favorite players, and to be honest, it might be a mental thing with him because...
It turns mental. It's one of those, like, Knobloch, it was a physical error throwing the ball away that one or, like, two times, and then it turned mental because he started to overthink about it.
And in the Dodger game that Jansen ended up blowing the save, I was talking to Daniel that night. The thing that bothered me more was earlier in the game with Harang. A runner on. Harang was pitching to Chase Headley. He was a great power hitter. 0-2 pitch, and he leaves it in the middle of the plate. And that's why we're going to leave it up to you guys to decide what frustrates you more as a fan. Is it seeing the guy just miss his spot as a pitcher, or is it the mental errors?
Mine is mental error. What do you have?
I'm 50-50. I don't like any error.
Right,
I'd rather
course,
my team be perfect. But
errors happen.
For me, it's a physical error that happens repeatedly.
Right, errors happen. So tell us what you think, guys, and thanks for watching. See you guys later. Bye.